This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill authored by Assemblymember Jim Patterson of Fresno. The bill, AB 242, will require the State Department of Public Health to report the number of suicides committed by military veterans each year to help the state improve suicide prevention programs. It makes California one of 22 states to actively track veteran suicide rates, and the data will be collected by county coroners and sent to the State Department of Veterans Affairs. Thunderstorms over eastern Humboldt, Mendocino, and in Trinity counties are forecasted through tonight, and that could lead to hazardous conditions for firefighters battling a series of fire complexes throughout the region. A hazardous weather warning has been issued for the interior. The greatest concern remains the Helena Fork fire burning east of Weaverville, which has scorched about 20,000 acres. The majority of evacuation orders have been lifted, but the fire still threatens homes and outbuildings. Traffic control on Highway 299 in the fire area remains in place, and motorists can also expect delays on Highway 96 due to the Orleans and Eclipse fire complexes. Clean air centers remain open in Hoopop, Orleans, Crescent City, and Weaverville to assist local residents suffering from the impacts of the smoke from the wildfire complexes. Arcata police have identified 26-year-old Tennessee man Eugene Sweat as the man who fired at least two shots at Arcata police officer Matthew O'Donovan and HSU police officer Louis Altick during an altercation on the Arcata Plaza early Saturday morning. Altick was hit in the thigh and will recover, while Sweat was shot and killed after he emerged from the back seat of the car and fired at the officers. The officers have been placed on administrative leave while the critical incident response team investigates. A CHP officer arrested 25-year-old wanted man Anthony Burgess in late August after a warrant for armed robbery had been issued in his name. Now Burgess, a gang member, will serve 7 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to the use of a firearm in the commission of a robbery. Burgess was wanted for holding a gun to the head of a man during a marijuana transaction turned robbery in Eureka on August 10th. The Board of Supervisors met this morning, and the board accepted a $4,000 donation from PG&E that will be used to purchase medical trauma kits that will be carried in patrol cars used by sheriff's deputies. The board also approved a $60,000 transfer that, combined with generous donations from local businesses, service clubs, and private individuals, will be used to purchase a snowcat and trailer to be used for search and rescue operations in winter. One risk that you wouldn't normally associate with wildfires is the risk of contracting tetanus. The Trinity County Department of Public Health is offering free tetanus vaccines for those affected by or who have responded to the Helena fire. You can get the Tdap vaccine during public health clinic business hours in Weaverville. Walk-ins are welcome. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.